morning, everybody. Thank you again for inviting me back to give a share here. Particularly thanks to the organizers for the Ephraim Mud Pirate Terrific Club to start the day. Far away, and I'm very grateful for giving me the opportunity to deliver a share here. Thank you. The topic of this morning is the Book of Commerce, and during my preparation for the share, I've really come across some very fascinating things about the Book of Commerce that I really didn't know, and that Ms. Shem shared with you some of those things this morning. We'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ol Abba Osa Berkin Asa Chomet." The first Mishnah in Pesachim tells us that there's a chiyuv to do Bedikas Chomet, Ol Abba Osa. And the Gemara in the first few daf in Pesachim explains that Ol means the beginning of the night of Erev Pesach, the 14th. As soon as it's Nacht, there's a chiyuv to do Bedikas Chomet. And after a couple of daf where the Gemara explains the importance of speaking nicely and using appropriate language, the Gemara concludes that that is the Sakon of Sachomim to do B'dikas Chomet, Leo B'dikas Chomet. Okay. The question is, what else would be the Chiyuv? Well, the Mishnah says, Ol Arba Osa, there's a Chiyuv to do B'dikas Chomet at night. Okay, when else? What else? Well, what would we have thought should be the appropriate time for to do B'dikas Chomet that the Gemara tells us, that the Mishnah tells us that we have to do it at the beginning of the night? And really, that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, "V'nivdoik b'sheish." Let's do Bedikas Chomet at sheish, which is the sixth hour of the day, the beginning of the sixth hour, 1 hour before midday. Why then? So Rashi explains that that is the time from midday, from when Chomet is Otzem Min HaTorah. So let's consider what the position is Min HaTorah. Before the Rabbanah made any takonas, what would be the position in our Torah? What would I have to do in our Torah in order to ensure that when it comes midday, Erev Pesach, I don't have chomet? So let's look at the lavin that there are. We are aware that the lavin of Bal Yeroi, Bal Imotze, two extra lavin in addition to not eating chomet on Pesach, there's also two lavin of not possessing chomet, not having any chomet in one's rishus. The lavin of Bal Yeroi and Bal Imotze. So my question is showing them when they begin. Do they begin only with Pesach itself on the night of the 15th, or does they start also on midday? That's my close to Rishonim. For the purpose of the discussion today, let's go with the Rishonim that hold that it starts already from midday. So there's two lavin. In addition, there's another lav of lo tochal olav chomet. Besides eating the lav of not eating chomet from Pesach and not having hanor from chomet on Pesach, there's also a lav min haTorah of not eating chomet from the sixth hour. Lo tochal olav chomet, you're not allowed to eat chomet together with the korban Pesach, and that is from midday. Like the pasuk also says, "Tishchat al chomet dam zilti," not to shech the korban Pesach while still having chomet in one's possession. So all these are lavin from which we learn that from midday on Erev Pesach we're not allowed to possess and own any chomet. Okay, so in order to comply with that lav, what would be the Torah requirement? So I think it's comparable to the lav of not eating teloim. There's many lavin involved in not eating teloim. And before we eat a fruit which is possible to have teloim, worms in the fruit, we have to make sure that we don't, that there aren't any. But whichever method we adopt to ensure that there aren't any teloim in the fruit that we're about to eat, whatever method we choose, none of those methods can we say there's a chiyuv deraisa to do that particular method. Min haTorah, there's a lav to not eat teloim. Whatever we do to achieve the fact that when we eat a fruit without teloim, we've not done an avera. But can we go so far as to say as to the checking of the teloim is a mitzvah deraisa? I don't think so. It's just that when we eat a fruit or vegetable without teloim, we've not done an avera. But to go so far as to say that there's a mitzvah to check the teloim, I don't think so. So had we just left it at this point with the lavim of the Torah of Bal Yeroi, Bal Imotze, there would be no specific heels to actually check for the chomet, but we just have to make sure that when it comes to the time from which we're no longer allowed to possess chomet, that we don't have any. But no, whatever we do to achieve that isn't a mitzvah in our Torah. Okay, in addition to the lavim, there is another assay. The Torah says, "Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu se'or mivoteichem." And the Gemara learns that when is this Yom Rishon? What is Yom Rishon? The Gemara says it can't be the first day of Pesach. Why can't it be the first day of Pesach? Because we're anyway not allowed to have any chometz during the 7 days of Pesach. The Gemara learned it from all various different places. So it can't be that when the Torah says on Yom Rishon you have to destroy all the chometz, it can't be talking about the first day of Pesach. It must be talking about Erev Pesach. And Ach divides the day into two. First part of the day there's no mitzvah asei of tashbisu. The second part of the day there's a chi of mitzvah asei to destroy the chometz. Tosfos learns that means to burn the chometz, to physically destroy the chometz. There's a mitzvah asei from midday on that if one still has any chometz in one's possession, one has a chi of to destroy the chometz. That's a mitzvah asei. Now that starts from midday. To do that before midday, you've not done a mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says, "Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu," which starts from midday. After midday, if you have any chometz, you have to burn it. But what you do beforehand, you're not complying with the mitzvah of tashbisu. To the extent that the Mincha Tzimah asks, "How can the Rabbanan make a gezeh ha'takon that one should burn chometz a couple of hours before the right zman?" You're taking away a chiyuv mitzvah min ha'Torah. The mitzvah min ha'Torah is from midday. The Rabbanan took away the chiyuv. How can the Rabbanan do that? How can the oikar mitzvah stay in ha'Torah? Become vasei as a kasha mincha tchilah. Gives a teretz. But you see from the mincha tchilah kasha that is the how he understood pshat in Tosfos, that there's a chiyuv mitzvah stay from midday and from midday only, not before. And because of that, Tosfos learns that since the chiyuv mitzvah asei of tashbis is from midday, you cannot say that being mevatel chometz, which is, we'll come to explain what bittul chometz is, you cannot say that bittul chometz is you're complying with a mitzvah asei of tashbis, because we know you cannot be mevatel chometz in the zman iser. Once the zman iser comes, you can't be mevatel chometz. If you say that the mitzvah of tashbis only starts from midday, you can't say that bittul chometz is a keem of the mitzvah of tashbis, because bittul chometz you can't do once there's a man iser, and the mitzvah of tashbis only starts from midday. So bittul can't be you can't be complying with the mitzvah of tashbis when you do bittul. So what is bittul then? So according to Tosfos, bittul is, since the Torah says you may not own any chometz, possess any of your own chometz, bittul is a renunciation of your bailus. Up till now this was yours, and now you renounce your ownership by declaring that you have no interest and this is useless and doesn't provide any function for you. You renounce your ownership and you've complied with the law of your own bailus. It says now no longer yours. So when it comes to the Zman of the Issa, you don't have any chometz. But it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of tashbis. The kiyum mitzvah of tashbis only starts from midday. This is a way to get around not to be over the law of Bali Roy Bali Motzer. And why can't you do bittul after the Zman? Why can't you do bittul? Why can't you do that after the Zman? So the Gemara says that chometz is one of the two things that you're not allowed to have any benefit from. It's something that you can't benefit from, is useless to you, and it is really not considered to be something of yours. So anyway, it's not yours. So how can you be over Bali Roy? So the Duma says that the Torah put it in your Rashut in order that you should be over the love of Bali Roy. So if you renounce your ownership before the Zman, then you can do that. But once the Torah has put it in your Rashus that you are now over by your Roy by your Motzi, you can no longer get rid of it from your Rashus. The Torah has already been mechayev you with the law of by your Roy. That's the explanation according to Tosfos. Rashi has a completely different understanding in the whole sugya. Rashi learns that bittul of chometz, when you mevatel chometz, that is a kiyum mitzvah of tashbisu. There's a famous Rashi in Daf Gedalet on the base where the Gemara says that bebitul ba'al mosadi, that min ha'Torah, that if you're mevatel chometz, you've complied with what the Torah wants you to do. You're mevatel chometz. How do we know that? Says Rashi, because it says tashbisu, tichsiv tashbisu, v'loy kasiv tevaru. It doesn't say in the Torah tevaru. Had it said in the Torah tevaru, then I would have understood that you have to physically destroy and burn the chometz. But the Torah doesn't say tevaru. The Torah says tashbisu. So what is tashbisu? Tashbisu is vahashbosa delayed hi hashbosa. Destruction in your heart. That is what the Torah means when the Torah says tashbisu, you have to destroy it in your heart. So tashbisu isn't burning the chometz. Tashbisu is bittul chometz. So where does burning come from then? So there's different ways in the Rishonim to learn. Some of the Rishonim learn that Pshat in the Rashi is that Tashbisu is like a ribuy. Somewhere in the word Tashbisu is implied the word Tavaru, which means birth. And the Torah didn't use that word, but the Torah used another word, so we add Tashbisu, which is the bittle of the Chomet. Other Rishonim learn know that Rashi is saying that all there is bittle. So what is burning? Burning is bittle, and even more than bittle. If you can be mevatel chametz, you can feel in your heart, and you say that this chametz is now useless, it has no purpose, and I can't do anything with it, and I declare that it's completely useless, and if that works to destroy the chametz and make it not, you're not over by your body anymore, then how much more so when you actually physically put the chometz into that position, have you been mekayem the mitzvah of hashbasa of destroying the chometz? But in reality, all there is hashbasa b'lev, and burning it is you're complying with hashbasa b'lev even more than if you would just burn it, even if you're more than you're just in the bucket. That's what some are showing and learn in the Rashi. And so, so when does the zman of tashbisu then start according to Rashi? The Gemara says, "Atvayim arishen tashbisus nivotechem," which the Gemara says must be from midday. And bittul is a key mitzvah of tashbisus, and you can't be mevatel chometz from midday. So how does it work according to Rashi? Bittul is a compliant with the mitzvah of tashbisus. Tashbisus you can only do from midday, and you can't do bittul after midday. So what's the pshat? So the Minchas Chinuch learns, the very famous Minchas Chinuch, and all the Achronim learn this in the pshat in the Rashi. That according to Rashi, the Peshat in Tashbisu is that it's a state that you have to be in when it comes to Chatzos. Whatever you do before that is ensuring that by the time you get to the Zman of Yisrael, which is Chatzos, all your Chometz is in that state. You have to put your Chometz into that state. So the kingdom that you Makana Mitzvah B'Shem Val Tazeh. But what you do in order to achieve that is Tashbisu. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says you have to be Mabasa your Chometz, treat your Chometz as insignificant. You have to do that before the Zman, such that when it comes to the Zman, your Chometz is in that state. So, according to Rashi, then, you makana mitzvah b'sheh b'al tasit. According to Tosfos, like we said earlier on, the key of mitzvah of Tashbisu is the physically destroying the Chometz. Whereas according to Rashi, and according to Tosfos, whatever you do beforehand is takanot key of mitzvah of Tashbisu. It's not a mitzvah at all. It's just that it stops you being over the lavin. But according to Rashi, the mitzvah is to put your chometz into that state, to feel that your chometz is insignificant and that you treat it as if it is of no consequence to you. You declare it useless. It's a resolution that you've made up in your mind that's how you treat your chometz, and you have to do that before the zman, such that when it comes to the zman, that your chometz is in that state. And whatever you do in order to achieve that is a kiyum of the mitzvah. So according to Rashi, what you do beforehand is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Tashbisi. That's what comes out of Nafka Minah. So when the Gemara then says v'nizdek b'sheish, you should then start doing the bedikah sheish, we have a difference according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the bedikah that you would do before the Zman Isah would simply be a bedikah to check and search that you don't have any chomet, so that you, when it comes to the Zman, you will not be over any love, like checking for teloim in fruits and vegetables. There's no kiyum mitzvah in it. Whereas according to Rashi, whatever you do in order to achieve that the chomet is in that state when it comes to the Zman is a kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah is your Isah. Okay, so that's the pshat number. So without any takonas hachomim, the Gemara says that would be enough to do the bedikas chomet for sheish 1 hour before when it becomes forbidden in our Torah. Okay, so why don't we do it earlier on? So the Gemara concludes that since you have to do bedikas chomet through a nail, and a nail, in order that the candle should illuminate the area in which you're searching, contrasted with the daylight, doesn't serve the purpose of illuminating the holes and the cracks where you have to search for all the chomet. Therefore you have to do the chometz at night. So with the background of the dark, the nair that you're going to use will illuminate the holes and the cracks, so you'll be able to see properly. So for that reason alone, I could do bedikah any time at night. So why do I have to do the bedikah mamash at the beginning of the night, like the Mishnah says, Ola ba'asa? So the Gemara says that because the beginning of the night, that was the time when people are matsuyin b'batei, and that's normally the time, particularly in when before the invention of electricity, that when the end of the day, when there was no more daylight, that was the end of the working day. People came home, then that was when there was a changeover from your activities that you were involved in during the day, like the Mishnah says, that is the time of the changeover when you come home from the day's activities to start the new at whatever you're going to do at night, you need to learn whatever it is. And so that would be a time when people are mitzvahing before time, and they won't be occupied with any other thing. So that's a good time to be mitzvahing, that way we should do the B'dikas Chometz, so that people won't forget. So we have a Tzakonas Chazal. We have a Tzakonas Chazal to do the B'dikas Oil HaBasa at the beginning of the night. So according to Tosfos, it's an extension of the Vinigdek B'sheish, which was no Chiyuvim Min HaTorah. You're not doing any Chiyuvim Mitzvah Min HaTorah there. You are just enabling you that you don't have chometz when it comes as a month. So it is when it's Oil HaBasa, when you do it at the beginning of the night, that's all you're doing. Whereas according to Rashi, where what you do before it helps that you're Makana Mitzvah of Tashbizu, we have here some aspect which is a Chiyuvim Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Maybe a little bit in advance of what the Torah says, which is Bayom Harishon, which perhaps means early in the morning. So the Chazal extended that assume that you should already start doing it before, but it has a much stronger status than it does according to Tosfos. And with that you can now understand some of the halachas that are relevant to that chiyuv that you have to do when it comes to the Zman of B'dikas Chometz. The halacha is that you must do B'dikas Chometz immediately. You mustn't learn, you mustn't have any shiur in half an hour before the Zman of B'dikas Chometz. You mustn't engage in any activity that is going to occupy your mind. Like the halacha says, the barber used to be a big effort, and any other activity. Today, if you want an activity and you start repairing a computer or something like that, which is going to like involve you in a take time, that is any activity that is going to involve your mind is forbidden to start within half an hour before the bodega. And if you start within half an hour before the bodega, you have to stop. Just like when there's a for Krishma or something, or a mitzvah in a Torah, whether you're not allowed to do any activity that is going to involve your mind in such that you may miss the Zman, you have a chiyuv to stop when it comes to the Zman. So the Shulchan Aruch says, and Mishnah Berurah explains in Shaf Lamed Aleph, as Yifkan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah explains that because the Kiyum of B'dikas Chometz has aspects of a Kiyum Mitzvah Min HaTorah, and particularly if you haven't done this all yet, you haven't actually been mevatel of chometz, then what you do to ensure that you don't have chometz, it could be even adequate min haTorah, then that the halachos of min haTorah apply, and then you mustn't eat before, you mustn't have a suda, although you can have a small snack, less than a bay of some fruit or a cup of tea, that's permitted, but to actually start a meal before, that's you must do the badika immediately when the Zman comes. Okay, there's another interesting halacha to do with the Chiyuv B'dika, and that is the minhag in Klal Yisrael to put 10 pieces of bread in the house, so scatter them around the house, so you should be able to find something during your B'dika. And that is brought down in the Ramah. So the Ramah brings the B'shem the Mari Brin. Why should you do that? The bracha we say on B'dikas Chometz is our Bir Chometz, because we have in mind that at the end of the destruction of Chometz. So the searching of looking for Chometz is in order to find some Chometz, and if you don't find any Chometz, it's a bracha levatol. And on that, the Ramah says, "Amiu im loy nosan loy ikay." The das kolodam im a bracha levayir im nimta. The das of the person when he makes the bracha to search for the chometz is if he finds chometz. But if there's no chometz, then he hasn't done any avir. It's not a bracha levatol. Now, although it's puzzled about this, obviously it's not a bracha levatol. That is the chiyuv b'dika. The chiyuv is to make sure that you don't have chometz. So fine, I made sure I don't have chometz. What's the purpose to say that it should be a bracha levatol? I never understood it. But according to what I was saying now, especially in the Rashi, that whatever you do in advance is a key mitzvah of destroying the chometz. The Chazal started the chiyuv in advance of the chiyuv in HaTorah. That is a key mitzvah in HaTorah. What's the key mitzvah in HaTorah? To put all your chometz in a state where, according to Rashi, where it's of Tashbizu, you have to put all your chometz into that state. And there's different ways of doing it, but whatever you do is a key of that mitzvah. So the idea is to look, find, destroy. That's what Chazal says. So therefore, there is a chiyuv to actually find something during the Badika according to that. And therefore you can understand that the Marie brings Minas to put chomets there in order that the bracha shouldn't be levatol, because the bracha isn't, the mitzvah isn't just to check and a perfunctory checking that you don't have any. The mitzvah is to look and find and search. And that's the shita of the Marie brings. The others, of course, hold that the b'chiyuv zika is the tachonas achomim, like Tosa said. It's just to make sure that you don't have, fine, if you, whatever, that you're makana mitzvah, it's not a bracha levatol. That could be one way to explain that halacha. Now, we obviously have to search in all different places where you, possibly during the year you may have put chomets. And as long as you know that, provided you don't know that in any particular place, definitely there is no chomets, you have a chiyuv to search. That's what the Mishnah says. If you know that in a particular place there's definitely no chomets, you don't have a chiyuv to search. But any other, if you have a sofer that there possibly could be chomets here, you have a chiyuv to search. So that includes many places that one may not always have thought of, including briefcases, or the basement, the attic, the loft, the sukkah, perhaps your computer case, your briefcases, the extension of the kitchen table, the Hoover bags, the cookery books, fridge, the freezer, all these places where possibly you may not have automatically have thought that there is that may be chomet, all those are included, and you have to tap a check to make sure that you don't have any chomet in those places. And it's not a good idea to sell all your kalim on the tzad that it could have chomet in those kalim, because if you're going to sell your kalim to a non-Jew, when you buy them back, you're going to have to toivel them. So it's not a good idea. It's better to sell chomet that you have in the kalim, but don't sell your kalim. And although there is a chiyuv to do the badika with a nail, but if that is going to cause you to not do the badika properly, it's not, you don't have to use a nail. The nail is there in order to illuminate and to ensure that you find something. But if, let's say, you take a nail into a car, it's unlikely that you're going to search the car properly with a nail. So it defeats the whole purpose. So you may use a torch, you may use the electricity in order to help you illuminate. It's not a chiyuv that you only can do badika with a candle. The candle does have the chazal or masak in it, but if it's going to impede your badika, then obviously that isn't constructive. Some people have the minnow to turn the lights off so that the candle illuminates better in the dark. If that is so, then fine. But again, don't think it's a chiyuv that you must turn the electricity off. It's all there and able to help you do the badika better. And if it helps you to do the badika better with the lights off, turn the lights off. If in a particular place you need the electricity, you may keep the electricity off. Now, it's not always possible for an individual to do all his property, whether it's his house in one place, or maybe you have other properties, or you have offices. All that comes down to the chiyuv of badika. Everyone has a chiyuv to check all his rishus, wherever it may be. You have a chiyuv to do badika. It's not always possible to do it yourself. So you may appoint a shliach to do the badika, and the shliach ideally should be present when you say the bracha and start doing something in that area immediately, so that the bracha that you're going to make will then automatically, straight away, you'll be doing the mitzvah straight away. You mustn't talk between when you start the bracha and doing the mitzvah. So it's better that the shliach who's going to do the mitzvah on your behalf should hear your bracha, start doing something immediately, and then go off to the place where you want him to do the badika. And ideally it should be all on the Leil Badika Chomet. If it's not possible to do a Leil Badika Chomet, you can do it in advance, and you should really speak to your Rav to discuss all that. And who can be a shliach? Ideally it should be gedolim of over bar mitzvah, but women are also acceptable for it, and also children who are trustworthy and you're the reliable older children, even though they're not bar mitzvah, but if you can trust that they're going to do the job properly, not just the perfunctory thing, yeah, that is fine. But they actually look and they make sure that there's taka nothing there, then they're also eligible to be used as shlichim, although it may not be as lechatchila, but if you need to do so, then fine. Okay, let's look for a few minutes now at the halachas of somebody who's going away for Yom Tov, going away from his house. So here we have halacha in Tof Lamed Vav. The Mechaber there says that somebody is leaving his home, and it makes a difference when he's going to leave the home. If he leaves the home less than 30 days before Pesach, I mean any time from Purim, then because the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad is a Chiyuv to be Dorish and Nefesh Achad, then that creates the Chiyuv. That's how Chazal will Kaveh the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv to be because Thomas is that if you are in a place less than 30 days before Yom Tov, you have a Chiyuv to do Bedik in that place. And we'll come in a minute to see a very, very interesting halacha based on that halacha. So you have a Chiyuv to do Bedik. So if you're going away, and even if you're not going to be there for Pesach, but if it's within 30 days, you have a chiyuv to do bedik in that place. And if you go away from place less than before 30 days before Pesach, that's the easiest way to explain it, before 30 days before Pesach, so before Purim you're going away. So now here there's two opinions. If you're going to come back on Pesach, it's clear you have to do a bedinka even if you go away before 30 days before Pesach. But if you're going to come back before Pesach, now we have two opinions. The first opinion in the Machabari is that you have a chiyuv bedinka. Second opinion in the Sif base in the Machaber is that you don't have a Chiyuv Bedika. Now the what's called going away before 30 days and coming back, and you expect, I'll give an example. Let's say people have holiday homes, people have been out to Israel, you have a flat, and some people go for Pesach and Sukkot, maybe you'll go again in the winter. So you leave your holiday home in Eretz Yisrael during the winter holidays and you intend to come back for Pesach. So you're leaving that home before 30 days before Pesach, and you're coming back before Pesach. So l'chayra, according to the strict letter of the law, we are suggesting that there should be a chiyuv to do bedinka in your flat in Eretz Yisrael that you leave in the middle of the winter holidays, or even if for that matter it could be straight after Sukkot. Now, of course, the reason for the chiyuv to do bedinka is because that there may be a delay in your journey back, and you may arrive home too late on Erev Pesach and to be in time to do the bedikah. So therefore, Chazal made the chiyuv. So now the Poskim say that in today's mode of transport, we don't have the unreliability that they had in the time of the Hotam. So of course, flights are delayed, and you know not always everyone comes up. But we're talking about within a few days, perhaps. Like we went to America not so long ago, we were delayed 36 hours. Okay, there are delays, but the uncertainty of the journey is the reason why Chazal will kaveh the chiyuv. This is what the Moshe Feinstein says, and also this is what the Poskim of today say, that it's based on the uncertainty of the journey. So therefore, even if you're going to leave your holiday home on the winter holidays, it's less than 30 days, it's before 30 days, before Pesach, and you're going to come back, you don't have a chiyuv. However, if you're going to leave home, let's say this year, you're going to leave home on Shabbat, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael for whatever it is, and you're going to come back before Pesach, then there could be, this is what perhaps a situation, you're leaving, this is before 30 days before Pesach, and you're going to come back before Pesach, perhaps this could be a situation where you would need to do a bedika, and you should discuss that if that is the situation. Now, there's a very interesting halacha that I want to really finish with, and that is really shows you how the importance of the chiyuv bedika. It's not, as we said, a perfunctory search just to make sure that you don't have any. You've got a mamash chiyuv to look and to find and to destroy. And the reason why Chazal will kaveh that chiyuv according to Tosfos, why don't we just do bittul? Why don't we just do bittul? So imagine what your house would look like if all you did was bittul. You'd have all the chametz all over the house. You wouldn't have to do any bedika at all the whiskies in the cupboard, all the cakes, everything all over the show, and you're mabatin it. Your mama say, "Belev shalem, I'm mabatin it." Now, it's very likely that you're going to pick up something and have a drink, or you'll eat something. It's very easy. So we haven't got that concept because we all clear out and things. But the reason why Chazal said that you can't simply rely on bittul, says Tosfos, is because you may come to eat the chametz. But according to Rashi, the idea of bittul is to ensure that your chometz is in a state of destruction, in the fact that you're mabatlit believe. Well, if your cupboard's full of whiskey and you say, "Yes, Imam is mabatl this believe shot," it's not an easy thing to do. You spent a lot of money on it. It's not an easy thing to do. To mamish feel in your heart that you destroyed all the chometz. As Rashi, we're choshish that people may not be able to comply with that actual bittul. So because they are here to look and search and find and destroy, and in that way enable us to feel in our heart that we actually mabatl the chometz. That's the channel. There's a halacha here in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Tof Lamed Vav, an amazing halacha, which is actually could be applicable to many people today. Let's say you're in rented accommodation that belongs to a non-Jew, and you leave that accommodation before Pesach, within 30 days before Pesach. You know, at the end of the month, let's say it could happen this year, at the end of the month you have to leave your rented accommodation, and you go to your parents-in-law or to your parents for Pesach, and you say, okay, it belongs to the non-Jew, I've got. What's it bother me? What the chametz I left behind? Let him get the cleaners and sort it out. It's not my problem. Now, look on Shulchan Aruch. Yisrael ayetzim beis en Yehudi per shloshim yoyim. Yisrael who goes and leaves the house of a non-Jew within 30 days before Pesach, if he's going into another place, where in the new place he's going to have a chiyuv b'dinka, fine. You must get whatever you've got, what you've left behind. You have no responsibility. But if you're not going to be going into a place where you're going to have a chiyuv b'dinka, an example there is if you're mafarish or you're a b'shiara, and you're not going to go have a place where you're going to do b'dinka, the halacha is, according to the first opinion in the Machaber, yesh mishoy meshechal olav choy v'tabir, kimachil tach lamajam. You hear this? Within 30 days before Pesach, you'll be mafki, your chomet is gone. The chazal kebea achir for you to do b'dinka chomet. Now the Rama argues, and the Rama says, no, but the chomet is not a choy v'taguf. It's not something that you have to do a choy. If you have chomet, then you've got to get rid of it. But here I don't have chomet. But the Achronim, it's a big machlokes, which shit are we passing like? And the Mishbura says that if the non-Jew, it's amazing halacha, if somebody else has taken over the occupation of that flat, let's say another non-Jew entered in the flat, then you don't have a chiyuv. But if it's left vacant, and it's very possible that that's why you left, because the owner of the house wants to refurbish or whatever, so it's left vacant. You have a chiyuv to do b'dika from it, amazing halacha. So you see how chazal or kevel. The B'dika Chomet isn't just a perfunctory search to make sure the superficially that you don't have Chomet. It is an enablement. Chazal used the Chiyuv B'dika in order to enable us to feel in our hearts that when it comes the Zman of Chatzos on our Pesach, that we've taka be mevatel all the Chomet. And in order to achieve that, it's not just enough that we actually mevatel it, but Chazal kedeh, an additional Chiyuv to look, to search, to find, and in order, and thereby eradicate all chomets. And in that way, when we have no chomets in our possession, we're able to concentrate on the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov and the mitzvah Shem, we should all have a happy and kosher Pesach. Amen.
Amen.